It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today's the deadline for tens of thousands of workers in healthcare, nursing homes, and government to prove they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. Most already have. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Many workplaces with mandates report vaccination levels near or above 90%. Denver, for example, says 94% of its 10,600 employees got vaccinated. 6% got medical or religious exemptions. Bob McDonald directs the city's health department.
If they can't be vaccinated, if they're granted an exemption, then they need to be wearing a face covering. They need to be tested. They needed to be physically distanced.
According to the state, vaccination rates improved in some health settings by about 15% after the mandate was issued. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Polis signed executive order Sunday to help the state deal with increasing COVID-19 hospitalizations and staff shortages. One order authorizes the state health department to direct hospitals to transfer patients to another facility. The other clarifies that emergency decision-making measures called crisis standards of care can be activated. Misinformation could be keeping voter participation low in Mesa County. Here's CPR Stina Sieg.
Mesa County Treasurer Sheila Reiner, the county's temporary election supervisor, keeps hearing the same misinformation, that you have to vote in person to have your vote counted.
And that's not true. We count all eligible ballots as soon as they are verified as being eligible to be cast.
Reiner is overseeing the election instead of County Clerk Tina Peters, who was barred from those duties after an alleged security breach related to mistrust in voting equipment. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Enrollment for Colorado's low-income energy assistance program opens today. The program helps families offset their monthly energy costs. The state expects the cost of natural gas, which heats about 70% of Colorado homes, to spike this winter. To qualify, applicants must make 60% of the state median income. This is CPR News.